Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What it do?
What it do,
Shouties? What's up, y'all?
Guess what?
Guess what?
We have been podcasting.
We have been podcasting.
For one whole year. 365 days. Today. Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts, y'all. It is so nuts.
Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things love, life, and laughter. I'm your host, Gabrielle.
And I'm your other host, Chad.
And we're glad you're here.
Very glad you're here.
Cue the music.
Let's cue the music. What's up, y'all?
Man, we're here.
We are here.
I swear, after we keep having technical difficulties.
It's so weird how computers, they just be doing their own thing sometimes.
No, I think what it is that babe's computer needs to be updated.
No, it's updated all the way. I should get the new MacBook Pro for Christmas because I do all the editing. I do lots of emailing.
Well, sweetheart. You go ahead and buy your own Christmas gift. I'm not buying a whole new computer for you for Christmas. I'm just not doing it. Like, here's my thing with Christmas gifts. I am the worst gift giver ever in life because I just don't feel like I'm creative enough.
She is,
to though. Think about what people want. My mom would say that I don't pay attention enough to the clues or the hints or, you know, she's one of those people that hears everything. And she's like, ooh, I remember they said they want that. That's not me. What I need for you to do is if you're expecting a Christmas gift from me, I need a Christmas list. Give me about 5 items to choose from, and right. You might get one. You might get 5. Like, it depends on how generous I'm feeling. Like,
I'm the same way. But here, as I'm thinking about it right now, doesn't Apple have trade-in programs? Didn't I do it with my iPad?
I think they do, but I feel like the value that they give you is lackluster.
Because like, I have a MacBook Air from like 2016, maybe. So it's a really nice computer. Maybe 2015. It's a really nice computer. And it was about as souped up as you could get for an Air.
Yeah.
But there's a noticeable difference between her computer, which is a new MacBook Pro, or from last year.
Yes.
Pretty much new.
Yeah. I want a new one, and mine ain't even doing
versus mine.
Yeah.
You know, mine does really well, but I mean, just as much as I put it through, you can tell it's getting slower and slower. You know, computers just do that.
They do. I mean, I feel like a Mac you can keep for years, though. But I mean, because it is getting older, you're going to have to deal with. Yeah. It getting slower.
It'd be a business expense.
Regardless of how many times you update it. You know what I'm saying? A business expense. Anyway.
I will do that too, Shouty. But yeah, so we... No, go ahead, love. What you about to say?
No, I was going to ask, speaking of Christmas gifts, how do you guys tackle Christmas in your households? Mm-hmm. If you are married, if you have combined finances, because this is the thing that always gets us. We just go shopping and say, okay, we're going shopping for our Christmas gifts because
it's true.
We both have access to the funds. We both have access to see where money is being spent. So it's like, I really got to do some finagling to get you a gift and keep it a surprise. I could take out cash, but then I would have to actually be buying something in the store. I couldn't shop for you online. So it just it just seemed too much. Or I could tell you not to look at the business, not to look at the funds, but who's doing that? So I would love to know how you guys tackle.
Yeah, how do you keep it? How do you keep it a secret? Or do you not keep it a secret as a couple? Yeah. You just kind of, hey, this is what I want, and
hey,
you ain't getting it until Christmas. What is? I mean, you know,
right? I got your Christmas gift, but you can't have it until Christmas.
Because the problem is, see, for us, I feel like we always buy ourselves the gifts we buy each other. We buy together usually, and they're always like things we need for productivity or for our business, but also for personal use. Computers and iPads, you know, they're personal use as well, right? But I think so we need them in the moment.
So we just get them and be like, oh, that's for Christmas.
And that's for Christmas. So which has worked for us, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just, yeah, how do you guys do it? Because we would definitely love to, I think, surprise each other at some point.
I feel like we've tried before, but I also feel like the gifts that I've tried to give you in surprise, you didn't really use them. And like, I bought him an Alabama like grill set.
I found it though, and I'm about. It was in storage.
That so shows how important it was to you because you put it in storage.
Well, because we moved from Tennessee.
No, bruh.
So
no.
We about to put it.
He never used it.
So we about to put it out on the patio, and use it, shouty, in the dead of the winter.
I doubt it.
The dead of the winter.
I doubt it. And of course, Reagan is up.
Reagan is up.
We put her to bed. It's probably been like 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to get this done while she was sleeping, but we were having technical difficulties. So, yeah. Let's see. Let me take a pause before calls and go get her.
So, we got baby girl back. If you're watching, you can tell. And if you're listening, now you've heard her. So,
hi.
There you go. Did y'all hear that?
Say it real loud. Say hi.
Hi.
There it is.
Hi, baby.
Good job, girl.
So cute. So since it's been 1 year of podcasting officially, and I can't believe we made it a year. Can you believe we made it a year?
I can't. I mean, I think because, you know, when we started this was your baby.
It was definitely,
you know, it
my
was
baby.
Her baby.
It's still my baby.
And it's still your baby, but I think, but I've bought on. And
yeah, you've gotten more into it.
And I've gotten more into it. It's not because I didn't want to do it. It's just I was like, man, time. You know, like, how do I, you know, and that just comes with being more organized and stuff like that. So, no, but yeah, it's crazy that it's been a year. And we didn't have this little girl last time. When we started this, we didn't have this little girl. No. She, I mean, we did. She was in the belly.
She
but
was in the belly, but
she was in the womb. Yeah, she wasn't
yeah.
in the room. She was in the womb.
So funny. So we figured since it's been a year, we would just talk about just our year, like the past year from when we started the podcast, November 29th, 2017 to today, you know, November 29th, 2018. Like what have been some of our highs and some of our lows?
Well,
and
we start
yeah.
with the big one, obviously.
Obviously, the big one is having a baby girl. The biggest high of the year
yes.
was having our second child.
Exactly. So having little Reg,
having a little eggnog here.
But yeah, no, having her is definitely top of the list there.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel,
man,
being a parent of two? Like, what?
It's the weirdest thing. I still look at her. She's almost a year now, and I still look at her and I'm like, you're real.
You are real.
Like, you for real.
In the flesh.
Because she looks like Chad Jr., but she's nothing like Chad Jr.
She's so
different. She's, you know, she's so independent and different, and I love it, but I think it's why it's still weird. Like, wow, you're a whole new baby.
Mm-hmm. She's a whole new baby, a whole new personality. Hi, baby. Yeah, you're trying to talk.
And she's just she's so loving, so sweet, and she really is so happy.
She's the happiest baby I have ever encountered, and I'm not just saying that because she's mine. She really is, and everybody says that. Everybody that meets her, it's like, she's so happy, and I'm just so grateful that she is that way. And I just look at her like, I can't believe that she's here because I have dreamt about a little girl named Reagan for years. And the fact
she really
that she like finally is here and just all the things we went through to get her. It's just such an awesome feeling. So, yes, by far the first high was having her.
Let's see.
What's another high for you?
Another high is, these might not be like in order necessarily, yeah. but like, was the half Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a lifelong goal. I mean, lifelong. I remember watching Ironman when I was a kid. So, I mean, that was a lifelong goal. That's just a step towards the bigger one, the full Ironman.
Yeah.
But the coolest part about it was having my family, you know, with me. Like, you know, it wasn't by myself. I got to have my beautiful wife and my two beautiful children there, which made it just so much better, yeah. you know. I would say that's a big high.
Absolutely. You've been talking about this forever.
I had. As long as you know me, you've known.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? I mean, Chad Jr. starting school.
Yeah. Our son started kindergarten, mm-hmm. and he loves it.
He does.
He is such a big boy. He's learning so much. He's, you know, comes home and shows us his writing assignments, and they're like at this point where they're like sounding out words, you know, just writing them down how they sound, and it's the cutest thing.
So cute,
just to see how he spells certain things.
And then he
reads
it back to us,
yeah.
And like it all makes sense. I mean, there's only a few times where the word doesn't really connect, but most of the time they make sense. It's just
So he's getting it
in their little
learning mind.
That's how it sounds, and you know, so it's so cute to see. And that's been a journey.
Yeah, that's definitely
so far. It's been a lot of fun though.
I reached 100,000 subscribers on the Gabe Fix,
which is huge. Y'all.
Which is huge because
that was the original.
Yeah, that was essence. Basically what I started doing on YouTube was the content that is now on the Gabe Fix before we started vlogging. Mm-hmm. So to reach that is like, oh man, this is awesome.
It just means this just shows the hard work to have the two channels, you know, obviously reach 100,000 plus and continue to grow, but then for it to be the Gabe Fix. All right, so we back. We had to take a quick pause.
Where we left off. What's another high? Is that what we're trying to?
Yeah, I think we're just on to the next high. We're talking about the Gabe Fix. So you said that one.
Yep.
Man, we
traveled a lot.
We traveled a lot. We did some cool partnerships that were actually travel ones, which as if you guys have watched us for a while on Gabe Babe TV or, you know, follow us, then you know that we love to travel.
Yes.
Even though we're not classified as travel vloggers, I feel like we
are kind of travel
I feel
vloggers.
Like we're lifestyle and travel vloggers. Yeah. So we are. That's what
we are.
But yeah, we just love to travel. So that's been a lot of fun. We went to St. Croix, Jamaica, Florida.
Yep. I went to Cancun. Let's see. Where else have we gone? I feel like
Florida
it's more
again.
Than that. We went to Florida twice. Yes.
Maybe
that was it.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta. You're going to go into San Francisco.
Soon, So we've been doing a lot of travel.
Did we not do L.A. this year?
We didn't. We haven't been to L.A. in two years,
L.A. used
actually.
To be a place we went to, like,
every year. We would go. Gabriel. And I think when we stopped, we went to Palm Springs. Went to Palm Springs. But
it's a lot of places in a year.
It is a lot of places. We need to go back to L.A., though. I miss my homies. I haven't been in a while. They need to meet Reagan. So
that's
I think
right.
next year we're definitely going to take a trip
to L.A.
Really? We've had a lot of highs. I feel like I could probably just keep naming
them. Keep going.
But we cleaned out our storage unit.
That's
a
high.
That is a high, okay?
Clean out the storage unit. Cause
honey, we've had the storage.
She's excited about it,
too. We've had the storage unit since October 2013 when we moved back to Indianapolis.
And we didn't have anything in there that we used.
Nothing. Like 5 whole years of paying for a storage unit.
Crazy.
And the majority of it got thrown away or
given
away.
It just continued to go up the price.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And so that... Yeah. Was a blessing.
That was a blessing because it was a 10 by 20 storage unit. It wasn't no small little closet. It was a big old like garage.
Yeah. So we've been, you know, just decluttering, period. Like our house, getting rid of the storage, just trying to minimize the clutter and the junk, the unnecessary things that you hold on to for like no reason.
Yeah.
It's like, why
true.
Am I holding on to this?
Oh, another one with our business. Obviously, outside of our business doing well and, you know, like, and the business that is Gabe Babe TV that's been amazing. And, you know, that's thanks to you peeps and just, some awesome partnerships and stuff we've done, but we've also, had an employee.
We have.
For an entire
a
year.
Whole year. That's shout out to Essence, shout our admin. Amazing. Like, she's the best.
And that's crazy to think that we have a business where we have an employee.
We have one whole employee.
I get it. It's not huge. It's not big or big.
We have, if you count us, we got three employees.
Got three employees.
But
it's pretty cool to think that we have a business to where we needed to hire someone, mm-hmm. and that's it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I feel like that's a whole lot of highs, and like I said, I feel like we could keep going.
We could keep going.
What would be some of the lows of the year, if you had to pinpoint some bad thing? I'd have to say if we had to pick a low, it would probably be the car accident that we had a couple months ago, or a few months ago.
In August. I say that would definitely be a low. Not in a low as like it, you know what, it was a low because obviously you don't want to get into an accident. You know, that's never a good thing. But like, I think that also was a reminder of, you know, how good God is.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
It was just a reminder that you know, tough things are going to happen, right? You know, mm-hmm. and things are going to happen that are going to be inconvenient or that are going to be, you know, scary and that, or, you know, or whatever it might be. You know, you might work with somebody you don't like. I mean, there's a lot of different things, but it reminded us that we, you know, that we're blessed and that God's got us no matter what we're going through. So yeah, even though it was a low, obviously because it was an accident,
right?
There was definitely a lesson there, and we're thankful to, you know,
yeah,
gotten through that.
Absolutely.
I think some of the lows are probably like self-imposed, like lows.
What do you mean?
Like we, you know, everybody sets goals, everybody sets things they want to get done, and then if we don't get them done or we don't get to where we want to be in that project, mm-hmm. I think that we get down on ourselves, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So it's a low because, you know, we're at the end of the year now, and you know, it's the end of the podcast year, right? We've done a full year of podcast, and we wanted to do more than what we've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is where, you know, we've beat ourselves up. So now it's just we have to learn from it. Okay, what did we do good, and how can we do better?
Right.
You know, it's about evaluating, you know, how we did instead of being down on what we didn't do, right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense because I can think about a few things that I wanted to accomplish this year or things that I wanted to launch or, you know, just things like that that didn't happen. And I have to constantly remind myself, okay, I birthed a whole human and I have been tending to her for the past 10 months, okay?
Exactly.
So for me to have even gotten done the things that we've gotten done in our business already
is a big deal.
So I have to constantly remind myself of that. Mm-hmm. No, maybe this didn't get done or maybe this program didn't get created, but look what happened instead.
Yeah, look what we got to do instead or what we...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, so it's not really a low.
It's not really low, but you make it a low.
Because you focus on it.
Because you're so focused. Yeah, absolutely. You're so focused on it being, you know... Not really. I can't think of any other lows.
I know. I'm really trying to think of some.
Which is good. I don't want a ton of lows, so...
Yeah, you're right. I just keep trying to think, like, for balance sake, I should have the same
amount
of...
we shouldn't,
I shouldn't have the same amount of highs as lows.
We should heck... We should want to have all highs and no lows. Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
So I think that, no, I mean, I'm thankful to not have a ton of lows.
Yeah.
Because, again, it goes back to, you know, God's been taking care of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great year.
It has. It's been awesome. 2018 doesn't owe me a thing more.
Exactly. But 2019, we coming for y'all. Coming for you. You never 2019 might have some homies. 2019 has 2020 as a homie. 2021 as a homie. We coming for all y'all.
I know that. So, yeah, we would love to know, what are some of your highs and lows of this year?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, just share them down below. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. And let us know, since it is our, you know, year anniversary, let us know what you've liked about the podcast, what, you know, you would like to see more of, or, you know, or what we could do better, or, you know, how we could, you know, provide you with, you know, with more of what you want, because that's important to us.
Right. This podcast is here to serve you. You are the listeners. You are the watchers. We want to make sure that you're happy with what we're putting out. You know, like, it's fun for us, mm-hmm. but we also want it to have value for you. Yeah, so as always, you can keep up with us on our social media.
That's right.
Are you going to tell the people the social media?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, so I tell you what, Reagan is not a fan of us filming this podcast or recording it. So yeah, you can follow us at Twitter. It's Let's Make Out Pod. Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Let's Make Out Podcast, or GayBabeTV.com for all things Gabe and Babe. And yeah, here's to another year.
Yay!
We're going to do this. We're going to make this happen. It's going to be even better. This was our first year. Second year is going to be even better.
That's right. And let us know if you'd be interested in seeing the Let's Make Out Podcast live.
Yeah. What do you think about if we came across, we came to your city? Maybe we did a few different cities. Where should we come to? What do y'all think? Would y'all do that?
Hey, obviously the first one would probably be in Indy.
Yeah. Yeah. But after that, we're taking cities. What city y'all want? And
all right, we're out of here. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for watching, and talk to
you. That's right.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.